Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Jury selection starts today in Georgia for the three men accused of killing Ahmaud Arbery while he was jogging back in February of 2020. WABE reporter Lisa Hagan is outside of the courthouse in Brunswick, Georgia, and she joins us now. Welcome, Lisa.
Hi.
Remind us what happened to Ahmaud Arbery and the charges these three men are facing.
So in February of 2020, late in the month, Arbery was out jogging, as he was known to do. The McMichaels came in a pickup truck, and they told law enforcement later on that they suspected him of being someone who had been the cause of a string of burglaries in the area. However, local police later said that there was one incident of someone stealing a gun out of a car, which is actually a fairly common crime in Georgia. And so not, in fact, a string of burglaries. And what happened was the two men tried to confront Arbery armed with shotguns. And they argue, the McMichaels and their attorneys argue, that Arbery came at them and they were forced to fire in self-defense. And of course, Arbery's family and his many supporters say that no, this was a case of a black man being hunted down by white men who believed he was a criminal who was doing nothing more than running on a sunny day.
To add to what you're saying, critics also are saying that the investigation into Arbery's death has been mishandled from the very beginning. There were no arrests for over 2 months after his killing. How could this impact this trial?
Oh, it's been incredibly messy. Yes, the district attorney, several district attorneys recused themselves. At least one has been indicted by the Attorney General of Georgia for her handling of this case. One of the defendants, Gregory McMichael, he was actually an investigator for the district attorney's office here in Brunswick. So that was immediately a conflict of interest. There were several other conflicts of interest that got this case passed on. And it was in the midst of all of this sort of passing the buck in terms of who was going to take the case that the video of the incident came out into the public, which then, you know, sort of caused state authorities to step in.
The defendants have also been indicted on federal hate crime and attempted kidnapping charges. What's going on with those charges?
That's right. So that trial is going to start in February 2022. We will have to get through this trial here in Brunswick before we know what will go on there.
Right. I mean, this is such a high profile case. Many people were watching this. The nation was watching it as it unfolded. What do you expect over the next few days with jury selection, with folks who have been watching this? And it's really a high profile case for a place like Brunswick, Georgia.
Yeah, it's been a major struggle, court officials say. So far, they've sent out 1,000 jury summons for people in the area, and that is to make sure that they can manage to get a final jury and alternates that haven't already made their minds up about the case, that, you know, that aren't people who know either the defendants or Ahmaud Arbery himself. And it's tough in a small community like this, and as big as a profile case as this has been. So we're starting down a track of 2 weeks essentially expected to select a jury from that very large number.
Lisa Hagan is a reporter for member station WABE. She's outside of the courthouse in Brunswick, Georgia today, covering the trial of the three men charged in killing Ahmaud Arbery.
Thank you.